fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. He's calling out to you and me. Will you ride with me? He had fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse across this land.
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Glad to have you in here tonight. Got a great program. You don't want to miss it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Part two of Danger in the Gulf. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, we are being literally taken over by a sinister force that we cannot defeat without the people from the far country. We're going to need some help on this one, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to write. We'll be right back right after the song, and we'll tell you how to get it together, because he's coming back after people has kept the faith and hasn't denied his name. Part two of Trouble in the Gulf. Be right back.
That fire in his eyes is his love for his bride, and he's longing that she be with him right by his side. Yes, that fire in his eyes is his burning desire that his bride be with him right by his side. Can you hear him calling out to us right now? Will you ride with me?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, part two of Danger in the Gulf, we talked about the Illuminati, how that they are basically taking over the world. We're going to tell you how it's going to be done. We're going to tell you what the next plan is in the mind. We told you about a false flag, and here we are, ladies and gentlemen. BP and the Illuminati. First of all, you got to know who owns BP. The principal stockholders are the international banking cartel led by Rothschild, who plans on taking over the world. And the only way for this Edomite seed to succeed is they rule by fear. When you have fear, you have torment of the people on the earth, and they're really, literally tormenting the people in the Gulf region, and if not there, somewhere else. And we're going to tell you exactly what's the next plan. We're going to continue in chaotic, depressive economic conditions. The Bible literally talks about one-third of the things in the sea dying. And it's, for the first time in history, that prophecy is amazing. Could you believe that someone that wrote the Bible, you say it's not inspired? Come on, get real. I'm telling you, if I was an atheist, I believe I'd convert over at least to acknowledge the word that Yahweh wrote and pinned it down and predicted its happenings years and years and years, thousands of years before it ever come to pass. We are in the time of trouble, or the beginning of it. Earthquakes, what about it? Well, we're going to tell you that we're going to have an earthquake here pretty soon. It's coming down the pike, whether it's man-made, which I believe it is, it's going to be. You say, oh, they don't have the power to create earthquakes. You just don't know the technology that the New World Order's got. I mean, anything that man can think of, it's possible. And you say, oh, ridiculous. Well, let's go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 6. And the Bible said then that anything that they imagined to do, they could do it. And here we are. We're right in the midst of the most terrible of disasters. This is catastrophic. It's going to turn out to be a nightmare. Now we have today 12 countries that offered assistance to BP, and the government said they'd think about it. It just seems like they're stalling. We don't have any pumpers, skimmers. I told you last night about they finally got 12 Home Depot wet vacs in there, and boy, did they ever skim the oil off. It's almost like a joke. How stupid do they think we are? This is stalling tactics that it's just people are making money off this deal, including our president. Earthquakes are a natural occurring shock or movement that occurs on or just below the earth crust. Now, I happen to take issue. I know that's the procedure. But since we've got scalar electromagnetic energies, we've got HARP, I done told you that this was going to happen, that we was going to have a catastrophic event. And then I told you, after it happened, that we were going to have a storm come into the Gulf. Duh. I mean, isn't that very timely? Now, they report it's going to come in around Texas, Brownsville, Texas, and of course, the outside of the whirlwind, the wind could affect and churn up large tidal concerns. over to the east of where it's projected to hit in or near around Brownsville, Texas, which is west of the actual well, which is east of it. Now that we've got the storm on its way, number one, that could be another one follow. Or we could have an earthquake. Whatever they decide to do, that's what we're going to have. Something to hinder so this catastrophic happening could probably produce enough damage to the Gulf with toxic fumes that they would be forced to fill the FEMA camps, which they've been built there waiting, and it just so happens a lot of them's in Florida. Every state in the union's got them, but Florida's got its lion's share. But I want to talk to you tonight about earthquakes. All earthquakes are natural and are not linked to any man-made activities such as shocks from nuclear testing or landslides that result from extensive building work. There are two main causes of earthquakes: tectonic activity, which is caused by the earth plates moving, or faults, or volcanic activity, which is caused by volcanic eruptions. Out of the two earthquake causes of the tectonic activity, it's the most common, although volcanic activity can cause earthquakes in certain areas of the world. Now, are you telling me that the earth with nuclear power couldn't cause one? But do they need nuclear power? And the answer is no. Scalar or HARP activity, they perfected this, ladies and gentlemen. They can cause a quake almost anywhere they want it. I know I'm going out on taking a position that I can't prove. However, if you knew what they have available in their technology war chest, they've only begun to fight. This economic depression, which will exactly lead finally to a third world war, is coming. And that's what they've got planned. Scientists have devised the plastic rebound theory to describe what happens during the times of movement. To explain this, think about bending a green twig. You will know that you can bend the twig and it will hold up until a certain point, until the energy of the twig becomes too much and it snaps. The point of snapping is known as the elastic limit. When this happens, the energy created during the bending process is released, which makes the twig vibrate. Now, that's exactly what I was talking about, HARP, and other methods of causing the earth to vibrate. When the tectonic plates collide or rub against each other for the same purpose occurring, this will cause an earthquake. Now, what do you bet? If you're a betting man, would you bet that we're fixing to have a major earthquake? We're talking about devastating. And it may not be in Los Angeles, where you would probably think that it would be. Now, I'm going to give you some of the, let me give you the five most dangerous U.S. earthquake hotspots, and I'm not talking about California. California isn't the only state with a serious earthquake hazard. There are several lesser known fault zones lurking in other areas that we could take a look at tonight and see if there is some danger there. Let's go to the Northwest. It's known as a place where there could potentially be an earthquake in the ocean in the northwest. That's just right on up the coast from California into Oregon and Washington. This is a danger zone. And on top of the danger from shaking within minutes, a tsunami would likely inundate the low-lying coastal areas. And in 2004, we had a quake and a tsunami there. But it wasn't a mega quake. It could be, ladies and gentlemen, that we could have a quake in this area and look for the possibility. And this is Pastor Buddy doing you some predicting that we're fixing to have. On top of the other troubles that we've got, ladies and gentlemen, they're out to destroy the greatest nation in the world. They've got to bring it to its knees because of the danger of its people. That's you and me. We're a threat. And this will bring us to our knees. It'll cripple the nation. All the infrastructure in the last 50 years have been piecemealed and taken away. We have now the coverage through debt to the New World Order, or what we call the international bankers, who print our money. You give people that kind of a power, and they're going to own you lock, stock, and barrel. I like what Dr. Gary said in one of his headings that I was reading tonight, that says it's like the fox guarding the hen house and the wolves doing the sheep herding. I mean, we are so susceptible to a falsehood. We'll believe a lie. It's you won't believe the truth. I could give you a number of things that the people of the world are so fearful and ignorant and superstitious that the Bible would literally proclaim in Hosea 4 and 6, "My people, which are called by my name," and that would be Jacob, Israel, "they're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And since you reject the knowledge," he said, "we got prophets that are piping it to you. You just watch and see what's behind this methodical scheme to take down this country." The New Madrid, the fault line, right in the center almost of our nation, particularly in a large city like Memphis or St. Louis and the river, Mississippi River Valley, which is low-lying, had floods there for a long time. What about most of the major earthquakes in the world occur at the tectonic plate boundaries where land masses are colliding or pushing past one another? But in the middle of the country lurks a geological enigma near New Madrid, Missouri, that has produced some of the largest quakes, remember, in 1812, on record for the United States, but has yet to be fully explained by scientists. It's a big mystery. But let me show you, ladies and gentlemen, let me read you a personal testimony from someone that lives in the New Madrid fault area. He says, "I live on the New Madrid fault, and I can tell you this, the surface rupture of many of the roads and highways is now out of control here within the last 6 months." Well, you haven't seen much reporting on it, the national news, I don't think, but you can go online, the internet, and you can find this. It says the rupture and the surface of the roads and highways is out of control. Almost every day of the week, the structure of my mom's home is cracking and shifting, and you can hear the walls and the surface crack. I'm a nervous wreck. I can't sleep. I keep thinking about, what if we have one of the magnitude of 1812? How in the world would I ever live through it? Nearby, we have a Dollar General store, and in the parking lot, there are three flagpoles that vibrate violently. And they're not shaken from the wind. Each and every day, the roads blow up more potholes. US 41 is ruptured severely, and Interstate 65 is also badly damaged. They keep trying to repave, but it don't work. The Klein Avenue Bridge at points is almost impassable. This bridge and off-ramps leads right inland to Inland Steel and LTV Steel and BP Amoco. Oh, BP Amoco. So far, I believe that 5 to 7 bridges in this area have been shut down or scheduled for closing because they're unsafe. I monitor the earthquakes daily on the internet, and as you know, there are far too many happening too quickly. I believe that the general public has been misled, and in my opinion, the 2012 shift, which is predicting to happen, but everyone has been conditioned to believe that they still have time to prepare for the main event. That's BS. It doesn't happen all at once. It's a gradual happening, just like the flood of Noah's day or Sodom and Gomorrah. In Moniz, Illinois, some of the buildings are beginning to sink. In Cedar Lake, Indiana, the same thing is happening over there. The bottom line is this. Buildings are cracking and parking lots can't be fixed. Roads and bridges are closing every week. Sidewalks are sinking and sinkholes are opening up everywhere at any time, day or night. You can literally feel the earth vibrate below your feet. I'm in northwest Indiana now, and I believe that we're about to get hit with an earthquake of biblical proportions. We're surrounded by propane, natural gas, and BP Amoco refineries. And I'm more than concerned what will happen when the New Madrid erupts. Best regards, Bob. Personal testimony of someone that lives in the fault line. His mother's home is in Indiana, right across the line from Illinois and Missouri. So we've got problems, according to him, where we have what is known as the New Madrid Fault. And notice in Salt Lake City, I just wish you could see the picture here of the Seaward Highway in Alaska after the 1964 earthquake, which happened in Alaska. I'm telling you, large cavities, gaping holes ripped into the asphalt road. And the Alaskan is the second largest earthquake ever recorded when it struck Prince William Sound in 1964. The magnitude 9.2 quake killed 128 people, most by the resulting tsunami that rushed in after the earthquake. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if this is in a rural area, had it been a city like, well, let's say Portland, Oregon, or someplace up on the northwest, let's say Los Angeles, let's say Memphis or St. Louis, we're talking about a large loss of life with a 9.2 earthquake. In some places, the ground was uplifted 38 feet. 38 feet. One city was moved 31 inches through the upheaval of the tectonic plates that shifted. We've got major problems here, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you something. What I have predicted will come to pass. Once we pump out the lubricants for these plates, this is what oil is for. It's not for use in fossil fuel. We know it's against our nature or against our earth. By taking all of these oils, and they say it comes from dead matter, decayed matter. That's not true. They can't prove that. When Yahweh created the heavens and the earth, Yahweh knew what to put in this earth as it is a liquid. The plates are stacked on top of each other, and in the event of a cavity opening up in here or a great vibrational shaking, these can roll and whole continents can shift. We've known that in the past. In Hawaii, it's known for its volcanic hazards, but the islands are also susceptible to major earthquakes, such as a magnitude 7.9 in 1868 that killed 77 people. Evidence of prehistoric quakes is hard to come by in Hawaii, making it especially difficult to guess when the next big one will strike. But you can rest assured that the ocean crust with massive volcanoes, such as the one that is drilled in the Gulf, they knew it was there. The geologists had it mapped. They drilled right in the top of it. And they knew that nothing they could do to contain the high pressure that would be exerted on the wellhead. They knew it'd blow. This is deliberate. This is treason by a company designed and owned by the people who control the world. And here we go. We're going to have an earthquake of unprecedented magnitude. Now, if it goes to 10, that's as high as it can go. And a 9.2, it was the second largest quake ever recorded, 9.2. We just had it in 64. We're overdue. The United States is sitting on a pool of oil. They've now discovered that all the oil in Alaska, the oil that is in the western states, where I mentioned that we could possibly, when they tap and start taking oil like they're doing in the Gulf, then there's going to be a shift of plates, and of course that's going to cause an earthquake. And they know that. But they want that. They want a large loss of life. And I hate to say this, that somebody would be devious enough or evil enough to plan something like this. But hold on here. Doesn't that strike a chord with biblical prophecy? Again, in the book of Revelations, in chapter 11, verse 18. Yahweh is going to have to ride back here. He's coming. His chariots in Psalms 68, they are hundreds of the chariots of fire. The Bible said he's coming back in flaming fire. These are what you would call or describe today or heard about, or you might would understand it better if I said UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Well, the government and the dark side has already got these. And they can exert high, intense, vibrational technology that can cause earthquakes. They practiced enough to see what it would do. And you say, I just don't understand it. They would kill their own people. You're not their own people. Now, do you understand who they're going to kill? They kill you because you're not of them. That's what they done to the Messiah. They killed him because they knew he was the Prince of Peace. They killed him because they hated him. They're going to kill you likewise because they hate you. You're going to put in these FEMA camps. You're going to be imprisoned. There's going to be rioting. And so there's going to have to be some kind of exerted pressure or control. We're talking about maybe a revolution attempt here in the United States by a weakened people. Who are you going to fight with? David went out against a giant with five smooth stones. And the giant had his armor. And his sword. He was a mighty soldier. He stood somewhere between 9 and 13 feet. He weighed somewhere between 500 or 600 pounds, and his armor was at least 170 to 180 pounds. It's that time again, ladies and gentlemen, for little David to stand up. And as it was recorded in the famous quote, I only regret that I have but one life to give for my country. That's patriotic. Now they've got your mind over in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, where they're stirring up trouble. And there'll be a fuse lit there in that region soon. So it'll be diversion, and then suddenly, that's why I played that song, Will You Ride? I want you to start thinking in terms of an enemy that is out to destroy you. Now, what's the mission of the devil, you soldiers of the king? His mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, Revelations 11:18 says he's going to destroy the earth. Do you literally believe that? Do you believe you're seeing the beginning of the days of sorrow? Do you believe that Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7 is in your lifetime? Could it possibly be that you could see the beginning of the unfoldment of someone that knew that Satan would come somewhere in the future when it was prophesied that Satan would know that he has but a short time and that he would come with a vengeance. The only problem, he's going to come in peacefully. The only problem with Yahweh, he's going to come back in a warlike setting. Coming back in a flame of fire. Satan is coming in peace. He's going to bring a treaty. He's going to cause all the people of the earth to worship him whose names are not on the Lamb's book. When you're frightened, when sheep get frightened, they huddle up. They get close together. They don't know what's going on. They can't smell the coffee. Wolves are predators. Did you know that there is a seed upon the earth that is preyed upon the sheep since their conception in the womb of Eve? Yeah, came right from your mother. The seed of Cain came from your mother's belly. That's why that you feel attached or feel akin to these people. They came right out of your mother's belly if you came from Eve. Now, this evil seed was a murderer from the very beginning. Now, in John chapter 8, verse 44, it is written by the Mighty One, the King, the one that's coming. Behold, I am Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. I'm coming with a sword. I've got fire in my eyes. I've got a sword by my side. Will you ride with me? You know what the song says? Any time for you to stand up and be accounted as soldiers of the common cause? $20 billion available. See, you know what that is? $20 billion is a little tap. It's bait. Money, the love of money. And people are sitting down in the Gulf waiting for a check from BP. How foolish. While they destroy the planet, you're waiting for a check from these demons that are permitted to destroy the earth. That's why Yahweh's coming back pissed highly. He's coming back to destroy them. That would be you, would it? You're not destroying the earth, are you? Oh, I throw it out a candy wrapper, and I feel guilty about that. A chewing gum wrapper. Ladies and gentlemen, the destruction of these evil Edomites, these Canaanites, which in the 7th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy will tell you that they should have been eliminated. Christ commanded it. You say, oh, he said to love everybody. Everybody can be saved, even the Canaanites. Ladies and gentlemen, if he saves the Canaanites, then I want him to go and apologize to all of those that perished in the days of Noah. I want him to apologize to all of those in Sodom and Gomorrah. He would owe them an apology. He's not going to save the Canaanites. He's going to destroy them with the brightness of his coming. Somebody's going to lose here. You're going to lose through their destructive technology to destroy the earth. You're going to suffer, and you are going to moan, and you'll know the plan when they get everybody following them. The Bible said, the whole world wondered after the beast. When is he coming, Pastor Buddy? We know that in 20 and 12, Mr. Nostradamus, along with others, he said when 20 and 12 gets here, he predicts that an earthquake will cause Armageddon. An earthquake. Well, I'll be darned. Nostradamus said this. He's a famous, he's supposed to be a seer, somebody that saw into the future. Now, I would question his techniques. I think some people glorify him more than they should. I'm not in favor of his techniques. But it's a foregone conclusion that he's right over the target. The event of 20 and 12 that I've taught on here, and it's the point of crossing when the dark hole where Satan dwells, the black hole, science would call it, when he emerges from the black hole in space, in the deep, the earth will mourn. They will be fearful signs in the heavens. And then jubilee, as the World Illuminati Press will tell you that Daddy is coming home. Satan is coming back because he was thrown out of heaven, but he was prevented before a moment of time. He was prevented for a short amount of time to come back to earth to begin his reign. Now, it's going to be a short reign. The Bible says that Satan knows that he himself knows that he has but a short time to work. That means he's going to be in a hurry. He's going to ride a fast horse. Now, he's coming on, the Bible would describe it as a white horse. Now, this is the Messiah. The false Messiah's got to come before the real Messiah. The false Messiah's going to come in a name that's been promoted. It's a false name. It's not a true name. But everybody that swears by it and is worshipped in it, the Bible is wrote in this name, and the whole world are going to say, "We told you so." The rapture people are going to start beating their chest and say, "We told you. He's here in Jerusalem. Come, let's go up and worship him." And all of those that won't go, all those that know, will do exploits according to the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel and the 12th chapter. And the Bible says he will wear out the saints of the Most High. And all the world whose name is not written down on the Lamb's book will wander after the beast. Now, he's going to appear as a beautiful angel. Miracle worker, if you'll have it. He will do many miracles and testimonies. His fame will be spread abroad, more so than any pope that ever lived, more so than any prophet that ever lived, including the true Messiah that came 2,000 years ago, the one that you would call Jesus. That wasn't his name. There was no J's in the 1611. But see, that's how gullible you are. The error of those who believe that there was a J and that his name was Jesus. And you say, "Oh, don't make a big deal of it, Pastor. But yeah, you're going to make me mad. I'll have to turn the radio." Well, you go ahead and turn it off. Don't face the truth. Bury your head as an ostrich in the sand and deny the truth. That's all you got to do. That's why you're going to be deceived. You won't study. You won't pray. You want to run with the herd. Or in this case, you want to run with the dogs, the wolves. But they're all dressed up in sheep clothing, and you couldn't tell the difference. They act like sheep. But there's a lot of sheep disappearing, and it could be the wolves and sheep clothing that are leading us down the primrose path of destruction, and we will be destroyed. Everything that doesn't obey Yahweh's plan and joins the devil and receives his power through mysteries and wonders and being deceived by deception, by the miracles and signs which they see. You see, that's the way people are going to do. Oh, we've discovered life in the space. There's a great planet out there. Oh, it's a wondrous planet. Did you know that Satan has built an artificial city to copy? He's a counterfeiter. Did you know that he could float that city into the earth, a glorious place, and all of the Bible thumpers, those who do not know Yahweh, those who have been deceived, will eat right out of his hand and kill you or approve of you being put in a concentration camp because you can't accept him. Christians are already over in Afghanistan killing Muslims. Well, yeah, they bombed the Trade Center, Pastor Buddy, haven't you heard? If you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to believe some more lies that the New World Order is going to tell you. They got you going for that one. they killed John Kennedy because he was man enough to attempt to break their power. And the Bible said, who resists this power that's set up and ordained of Yahweh is going to be killed. If you resist it, they're going to kill you. Nothing you can do about it. They own the earth, lock, stock, and barrel for a specific amount of time, which is a short time. But that could be 200 or 300 years. Because one day with Yahweh could be 1,000 years. So don't get too speedy Gonzalez here. The Bible said the righteous are taken from the wrath to come. Might be easier for you to get swept away in a tsunami or earth swallow you up and take you on into paradise, where most everybody thinks they're going anyway. To die is gain, the Bible said. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, we don't mind laying and dying of cancer, but we're not man enough or woman enough to speak the truth. We're free to the devil. The Bible said resist the devil. If we had more people standing up to the devil and acknowledging the true name over the false name that the devil has invented and give to people to worship a false name, and that's the mark of the beast. It's a number of a name. But of course you've got the right one. You've got the one that starts with a J. That's right, right? Of course it is. You see how deceived people can be? Deceived enough to kill you thinking that they're doing the true God a service. What's wrong, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see anything wrong with this picture? Well, yes. Hawaii is a bad place. California is a bad place. Memphis, St. Louis area. There's even prophecies that says that there will be such a great shaking after 20 and 12 that the whole United States will rip in two. It will be divided right down that the Great Lakes, after the Great Rupture, that the Great Lakes would flow into the Gulf of Mexico that's on fire and burning and smoking out there, and it's going to get worse because they've got no plan and they don't intend to have a plan. If they had a plan to stop the oil, they could do it right now. They could turn it off like a switch, but they're not going to. It's evident. Ladies and gentlemen, there is serious consequences for the actions of Satan. He's going to pay for every drop of blood that him and his people. And you say, oh, there you go with that serpent seed doctrine. Now, Pastor Buddy, we don't believe in that. Glory to God. God loves everybody and everybody can be saved. Glory to God. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't no wonder that the righteous perish for the lack of knowledge. Stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and mind, proud, dotting about, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. And ladies and gentlemen, my time has come and gone. Part two of trouble growing in the Gulf. Would you believe that the United States has not sent one thing at their disposal? Now, they've got technology. You can believe that. But BP has been trying to build a little capsule to sit down over the volcano. That's all they've done. I mean, Mr. Obama is standing to gain. Al Burton, a New World Order, rich, powerful company that worked on the well, they're making money. BP's making money. You say, oh, they're losing money every day. Ladies and gentlemen, I just wish you could get the big picture here that Pastor Buddy's trying to give it to you. But you're going to sit back and be skeptical until you're eating meals that you haven't been cooking. You're going to be in places you haven't ever been. And they're going to tell you when to go and when to come and what to do and when to do it. So, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. The next thing that you're going to see here is a gigantic earthquake brought to you courtesy of the New World Order. It's going to happen real soon. And when I say real soon, from at least 1 to 3 years, that's soon in prophecy. The wheels of, you see, they give it time for everything to clear up. You see no danger, and when you say peace and safety, then cometh a sudden destruction. We'll be back here tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with another message. We don't know where we'll continue this series or not, but if we do, we'll go into some deeper aspects of the prophetic word of Yahweh, which was written thousands of years before and is now unfolding right before your eyes. Matthew 24, fearful things are going to happen. You haven't seen anything yet. And the greatest fearful event in the history of mankind will be life of intelligent beings contacting Earth. Hello, Earth. We're coming down among you. We know we've got a short time. We're your saviors. We are your progenitors. We've been watching you for thousands of years. And now we're going to save you. The earth is bad shape. We're going to come in and be your saviors. We're going to bring all the religious wars that have been fought. We're going to bring them to a halt. Quit thinking about a God. There's no God out there. We are your brothers that live out in the deep. We'll take some of you to our planet. Uh-oh, there's the rapture. People going to get raptured out. Well, they might just take maybe 2 or 3 billion. It may just be a one-way trip or a one-way ticket, but, you know, the earth could be, and it could be selected people, which it will be. It'll be those that love Yahweh. You can believe that they'll try to get rid of them. But, ladies and gentlemen, He's coming back after a people that's kept the faith and hasn't denied His name. Now, if you'd like to write me tonight, I'm sponsored by Brother Mark out of the great state of Mississippi. If you'd like to write us tonight, write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284 in New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Call me. Area code 423-626-2172. If you like this series, when I finish it up, just write or call me, and I'll be glad to send it your way. Trouble in the Gulf. It's a growing catastrophe. It is designed to help destroy the earth by the wicked to eliminate at least 4 to 5 billion people on the planet. That's right. Yahweh bless you. Yeah. love you here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you tomorrow night, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. In the name of Yahweh, be blessed.
He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. He's calling out to you and me. You ride.